Hello and welcome everybody to the launch of Freedom, especially Sir Bob Geldof, who we are extremely honoured to have as our keynote speaker. I'm Tim McCartney Snape. I'm actually a bit of an old-fashioned explorer, so I feel rather at home in this world of maps and documentation of what used to be called natural history. As a climber, a mountaineer, it's an innate compulsion to explore new terrain. But I've always felt that in its pure form, mountaineering is a metaphor for a deeper and far more important exploration. Nearly 30 years ago, I was very, very lucky to meet Jeremy Griffith. He's an explorer with a very rare and extremely precious ability to delve into those deeper areas. The mountains of the mind, to borrow from Gerard Manley Hopkins, you know, oh, the mind has mountains, cliffs of fall, frightful sheer, no man fathomed, etc. Both Jeremy and I are great admirers of Sir Bob Geldof.
And who wouldn't be, is what I have to add to the last comment.
For his fearless courage and great honesty in tirelessly speaking out about the crisis facing the world, for which we all, for good reason, tend to try and block out. That perseverance has always inspired us to persevere against all the resistance to the desperately needed truth in Jeremy's work. Because as George Bernard Shaw pointed out, all great truths begin as blasphemies. And the arrival of this understanding of the human condition was always going to rattle the rafters of orthodoxy. So Bob will speak first about the crisis facing the world, after which Jeremy will present the answer to that crisis. And I say the answer rather than an answer or his answer because, as you're going to see, Jeremy's explanation of the human condition is so clarifying and accountable that it makes our crisis-causing behaviour transparent. And not only that, it lifts the burden of guilt that is the cause of our insecurity, that in turn is the cause of our crisis-causing behaviour. Now, you're about to hear Jeremy use first principle biological logic to shine a light of understanding onto the human situation.
Demystifying the darkness with beautiful, angst-relieving explanation that truthfully realigns the way we understand ourselves
and the way that life on this planet works. Now today, the uber cool are into ingesting only, you know, the purest organic foods procured from ideologically sound sources. But to use computers as an analogy, what's the use of a clean supply of electricity when your software is screwed up? The information that Jeremy will present to us today unscrews that software in our brains and is unscrewed simply by being given the truthful explanation of how it unavoidably got screwed up in the first instance. Though the computer program, of course, uses complex code to write software, Jeremy uses words to express the logic-based biological truth about what makes us human. And it's still astonishing to me, and I think it always will be, that that is all it takes to fix the world. But wait, you are about to hear it with your own ears in these hallowed precincts of the RGS. Really the home of post-enlightenment exploration. And you will hear that, well, what you will hear is really the most amazing talk that has ever been heard. It's really the joyful culmination of all that has gone before us. Now, the most quoted author in Freedom is the great philosopher Sir Laurens van der Post. And in his 1990 RGS Television Lecture of the Year, he anticipated Jeremy's book, Exploration of the Human Condition, which we're fittingly launching here today. with an honoured fellow of the RGS, Sir Bob Geldof. So before asking Bob to speak, I just want to play you a short extract of Sir Lauren's lecture back here in the other hall in 1990.
People so very often nowadays say to me, you know, the explorers in mankind must be singularly unemployed today in the physical sense, in the geographical sense. They must be unemployed, but there's nothing left in this world to explore. And well, of course, there is, what do you mean by exploration? And in the sense to which exploration is both an exploration into the physical and to the spirit of man, there is a lot ahead to do. The future is in your keeping. There is exploration in reverse to do. We must go sharply into reverse. We must rehabilitate ourselves. We must get back to our own natural selves to join with our other conscious, willful, rational, scientific selves. Your job is not over.
I'd like to welcome Sir Bob Geldof.
Thanks, Tim. Thank you.